Grace and mercy, power and peace are yours today and every day, through our Savior Jesus. Amen. Some stories are too good not to share. Like this one, the story of the greatest prison break you've never heard of. Prison break pulled off by a man named Witt. Witt was a good man. He was a selfless father, an army veteran, an upstanding citizen who had never broken the law in his life. And yet, here he was, facing a life sentence in the world's worst prison for a crime he did not commit. With its harsh conditions and brutal guards, its severe overcrowding and extremely limited food, this prison was rightly described as hell on earth. So naturally, Witt wanted out. He wanted to escape from this hell on earth prison so he could tell the authorities about all the terrible things that were happening inside those cold gray walls. So Witt decided to escape. To make his escape happen, he had to be quite creative. He used bread dough to make molds of door locks and gate hinges. He used those doughy molds to handcraft unique, one-of-a-kind tools that allowed him to unlock those doors and open those gates. And then knowing that once he slipped through the gates, he would be tracked by guards with dogs, before making his bid for freedom, he first coated his shoes with tobacco to throw the dogs off the scent. The night of his escape, once he got through the gates, he ran for miles across the countryside. He came to a river, and he swam halfway across it, where he grabbed a hold of a passing boat and evaded his pursuers by floating to freedom. Once he had completed his amazing escape, Witt contacted the authorities. He told them about all the atrocities he had witnessed inside that prison, and that's when the authorities decided enough was enough, and they stepped in to put an end to all of it once and for all. And that's the true story of how the authorities, also known as the Allied Armies from World War II, came in and liberated this prison. A prison which went more often by a different name. A concentration camp. A concentration camp by the name Auschwitz. All this thanks to one brave Polish citizen, a man named Witold Pilecki, who broke out of prison so that he could save others. Now, tell me, is that an incredible story or what? It is a story too good not to share. But up until recently, I had not heard about Witt Pilecki. And I'm guessing that for many of you, that was your first time hearing his incredible story as well. So it's a story too good not to share, and yet, not many people have heard it. Which means people aren't sharing this story. And that reminds me of another story that is too good not to share. A story about another prison break. But this one is not from a physical prison, but instead from a spiritual one. The spiritual prison of sin and guilt and shame, a prison to which all of us had been condemned for eternity until Christ Jesus came along with a prison break for the ages and set us free. Our verse today sums up that story well. It's from 1 Timothy chapter 1, where the Apostle Paul, writing to young Pastor Timothy, says this. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. This is God's word. Now, there's a lot packed into that short verse, so let's break it down phrase by phrase. First, the apostle begins by saying, this is a trustworthy saying. And the way he originally wrote that, it puts a strong focus on that word trustworthy. So what Paul is really saying is that what follows is absolutely reliable. It is completely dependable, utterly unimpeachable. It is as truthful as something can be. And it's not just a trustworthy saying, but it also deserves full acceptance. It's something everyone should believe in. And actually, it's a little bit stronger than that. It's something everyone must believe in if they're going to be in heaven one day. So what is this trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance? Who is it about? It's about the one called Christ, the eternal Son of God, the promised Messiah, the anointed one. But it's also about the one called Jesus, a true human being, just like you and me, named Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. And the remarkable truth here is that those two people, the Christ and Jesus, they are one and the same. Christ Jesus, who is fully and completely God, is also fully and completely human. Christ Jesus, who has no beginning, no end, he is eternal, he was also born of the Virgin Mary. That man, the God-man, Christ Jesus, he did what our next phrase says. He came into this world. He set aside his full power and authority as God. He took on human flesh and blood, becoming just like us. He descended into our world, into the realm of sin and misery, of pain and loss, sadness and heartbreak. He came to a place he didn't belong, to a people who would ignore him or reject him, deny him and harass him, crucify and kill him. He willingly endured all that because Christ Jesus came into this world on a mission. And his mission was simple: to save sinners. Now, since Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, that of course presupposes that there are sinners in this world who need saving. And you know as well as I do, of course there are sinners in this world who need to be saving. There's lots of sinners in this world who need saving. Sinners like you. And sinners like me. Sinners like the Apostle Paul, the man who wrote these words, who said that he was the worst of sinners. Now, Paul was not wrong to claim that title, worst of sinners, for himself. Just look at his record. Look at his rap sheet. He was an unbeliever, a murderer, a persecutor. By his own admission, he was a blasphemer, a violent man, a person who was actively fighting against God. It's pretty rough, isn't it? But now let's turn the lens on ourselves. Are we really any better? We are sinners who lie and cheat, hate and hurt, lust and envy, steal and dishonor and disrespect and disobey. Sometimes we don't know that we're doing those things, but many times we know full well that what we are doing is wrong, and yet we do it anyway. Worst of sinners? It's not just the Apostle Paul, is it? That's me. That's you. We can run, but we can't hide from that title, worst of sinners. But here's the thing. That's exactly who Christ Jesus came into this world to save. Sinners. Sinners like you and sinners like me. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, and that means you qualify. He came to save you. Christ Jesus lived a perfect life, defying the devil, resisting temptation. He did all that to save you. Christ Jesus died a painful but innocent death on the cross, bearing the weight of the world's sins. He did that to save you. Christ Jesus rose from the grave. He triumphed over death. He did that to save you. Christ Jesus has expunged sin from your record. He has broken you out of the prison of sin. He has declared you not guilty of every single sin. Because Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, your guilt is gone. And your conscience is clean. Your shackles of sin lie shattered. Can there be a more beautiful thought? Can there be a more profound truth? Can there be a more trustworthy saying? Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and that means you. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. It truly is a trustworthy saying, and it deserves to be fully accepted. But it deserves more than that. It doesn't just deserve to be fully accepted, it also deserves to be fully shared. Because like that story of Wit Pilecki, this is too good not to share. And like that story of Wit Pilecki, not many people have heard about this trustworthy saying. But unlike the story of Wit, this is a trustworthy saying people need if they're going to be in heaven one day. So the question now is this: how will you share this trustworthy saying with others? Three ways come to mind. First, through a church, specifically through your church. Your church has been faithfully proclaiming this trustworthy saying for many, many years. Keep it up. Keep doing that. But don't just sit on the sideline. Don't just leave that important work to your pastor, your teachers, and your church leaders. Get involved. Ask how you can help. Seek out ways to serve. Do what you can to ensure that your congregation continues to faithfully proclaim this trustworthy saying for years to come. Second, through a school. Specifically through the school that I work for and represent, a school called Luther Prep. Luther Prep is a high school owned and operated by our entire church body, which means Luther Prep is really your school. Located about 70 minutes from here in Watertown, Luther Prep has one mission, and that is to prepare young people to be proclaimers of this trustworthy saying. About half of our 400 students will go on to proclaim this trustworthy saying as pastors in our churches, as teachers in our Lutheran schools, as staff ministers serving God's people. And the other half of our students will proclaim this trustworthy saying in their homes, to their family, to their friends, and to their relatives. When you support a school like Luther Prep with your prayers, with your offerings, or by sending students to us to study for the public ministry, you are ensuring that this trustworthy saying will be proclaimed for generations to come. Third, through a person, specifically through you. My friends in Jesus, this trustworthy saying is too good not to share. So share it. And if you think you can't, if you think you're not ready, you're not able, you're not equipped, remember, being the worst of sinners, a title which we all have equal claim to, that also makes you the best of sharers. Because you know what it's like to be locked in that prison of sin. And you know what it's like to have Jesus break you out of that prison. You live this trustworthy saying every single day. which means you already have everything you need to share it with others. All you have to do is tell people what God has done for you and that he's also done that for them. Share this message. Share it with others far and wide. Share it with others near and dear. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends. Share it with your relatives and neighbors, your colleagues and coworkers. Share it with the full number of people in your life so they too can fully accept and believe this trustworthy saying. It is too good to keep to ourselves. It is too good not to share. So now the question is simply this: who will you share it with? Now, I can't answer that question for you, but I can give you a little extra motivation, a little extra oomph as you go out those doors and you share this message with others. Let's go back to that story of Whit Pilecki. It really is an incredible story, but I haven't even told you the best part yet. You see, Whit's prison break, it's not really the story of a prison break out, but a prison break in. 3 years before his amazing escape from Auschwitz, Whit lived as a free man in the countryside nearby. And Whit had a strong hunch that something wasn't right behind those cold, gray walls. He saw thousands of prisoners come in, but no one ever left. He smelled the great smokestacks burning night and day. He saw the terrible ash falling from the sky. And Whit knew something was wrong. But in order to prove it, he had to get inside. And in order to get inside, he had to get captured. So he did. He got himself captured on purpose. He willingly entered a world of pain. He voluntarily suffered hellish conditions. He put his life on the line, knowing full well that he might lose it, just so he had a chance to save some. I hope that reminds you of someone else. Someone else who willingly entered a world of pain. Who voluntarily suffered not just hellish conditions, but hell itself. Someone who put his life on the line and ultimately gave it up just so he could save you. I hope that reminds you of Christ Jesus. Not only did he break you out of the prison of sin, but he voluntarily, willingly, happily suffered hell and gave up his life to do so. That trustworthy saying, as good as it is, just got better. Because now you see just how much God loves you. Now you see the lengths he would go to save you. Now you see just how much you mean to him. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. That is indeed a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. A trustworthy saying too good to just keep to ourselves. A trustworthy saying that is too good not to share. So let's get out there. And let's share it. Amen.